This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Across the country, governors and state legislators are haggling over budget proposals for the next fiscal year. One thing their plans have in common, drastic cuts aimed at mending huge budget gaps. As we've reported, the economic downturn has left many state governments with severe deficits. It all makes for a high-stakes political drama. We have a series of reports now on how three states are dealing with this budget crisis, starting with NPR's Robert Smith in New York.
To be the governor of a big state these days, you have to be something of an escape artist.
Watch it, ladies and gentlemen. This is without a doubt the most dangerous stunt ever performed before the public.
The magic is to cut billions of dollars and stay popular.
And now, Houdini, are you ready to defy death?
I'm ready.
In New York State, a long line of governors have used the financial equivalent of smoke and mirrors. They've raised fees, borrowed money, and deployed gimmicks to balance the state budget. But the new governor, Andrew Cuomo, has promised no more tricks.
We spend too much money in this state. It is just an unsustainable rate of spending.
So how's he going to cut what the state needs? $10 billion. So far, the magician is not giving up his secrets.
We're going to reveal the budget when we reveal the budget, and that's going to be next week.
Cuomo spent his first month as governor avoiding talking about specific cuts. Instead, he's been traveling New York State trying to get the audience on his side, trying to convince people that business as usual is the most dangerous stunt.
And the voters are very much liking what they're seeing from Andrew Cuomo in his first month in office.
Steve Greenberg is from the Siena College Research Institute. He says Cuomo has a 70% favorability rating, but that won't last for long. In the 1953 movie of Houdini's life with Tony Curtis, Houdini realizes the audience doesn't love you unless you live up to the hype.
Bess, people aren't going to stand in line and watch me pull rabbits out of a hat.
For Houdini, the biggest danger was drowning in one of his water tricks. For Governor Cuomo?
Well, what could go terribly wrong is that when he proposes a budget that has billions of dollars in cuts in education and health care, the public turns on him and says, no, we don't want that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Houdini is now prepared to enter the pagoda torture cell.
Filled with $10 billion in debt, chained with bureaucracy and entitlements. We'll see if there's a death-defying escape. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.